Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands in MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
I mean, that's just fucking brutal. I have not felt emotions like that in a basketball game in probably over 20 years. I cannot believe even that it was, it said this during the broadcast, that it was the first time since I think it was 2000 that the Knicks had a chance to close out a series at home. You could feel the energy in the crowd. You could hear it even watching from home. And I'm telling you, there's something about this series in my gut. Even before the series, and then certainly after game one and game two, I just felt like this series was going to be trouble. I have chips on me. I felt like I ate a whole bag of chips, stress eating during that freaking game. But I just felt like in my gut, the Knicks were going to be in trouble in this series. Now, they won the first two games. You give them credit. They win game four in the best effort that they've had as a team. Brunson playing like a superstar. They take a commanding 3-1 lead. And then coming home, and everybody expects the big party. And even I started to get into like, all right, well, they're up 3-1, and Embiid looks dead. And by the way, he was. Great job, Mitchell Robinson. But the Sixers, because of their star power, are going to be a difficult out. And not to compare this, you know, again, draw the symmetry to 30 years ago, and not to compare it to an NHL Stanley Cup Finals, but if you remember 30 years ago, game five of the 94 Stanley Cup Finals, Rangers coming back home. Everybody thought it was going to happen, prepared to go celebrate the win of the Stanley Cup and have fun at the Garden. Obviously, it didn't happen. Goes back to Vancouver, comes back for game seven before the Rangers finally win it. I'm not comparing a first round series to that, but game five had that type of feel where even the doubters like myself expected the Knicks to ultimately prevail tonight. And they had the game won. What the hell happened there? My God. Well, I'll tell you what happened. Maxey's a stud. It's as simple as that. He is a superstar. And the Knicks don't have that to, obviously, they have it with Jalen Brunson. But when Brunson goes cold, like for the overtime, for example, Brunson hits the, first two buckets, 5 points total. And you're thinking, okay, well, here we go. It's going to be the battle of Brunson and Maxey, the two superstars. Problem is, the Sixers have a second superstar. And even though Mitchell Robinson did a great job shutting him down, and even though Embiid did not look great, he still made big plays in overtime that swung the game. And while the Knicks could have that heart and defense and rebounding and energy and effort, this is a superstar-driven league. And you saw Maxey take that game over and snatch it from the Knicks. And the Knicks were supposed to win that. I mean, that was their, they had it. They had the game. I'm not even going to get on Mitchell Robinson for the bad foul there, you know, make it a four-point play. The fact that Maxey even hit that shot and then pulls up from basically midcourt and knocking down the game-tying three, you know, taking over in overtime. The Knicks don't have – I don't understand how you can watch this series, not just this game, watch this series and not miss Julius Randle. That just does not compute to me. They don't have enough. DiVincenzo, you know, obviously no Bogdanovich here, but even he's not the secondary guy. McBride I love, and we'll get to him in a second. And I was going to talk more about him if they won this game, but the fact that they didn't win the game, I mean, it's all about the loss. It's just a brutal loss. The secondary scoring is not there. There isn't the guy to take over a game late when Jalen Brunson is being double teamed, or maybe he's off and doesn't have it. Josh Hart isn't it. They just don't. Anunoby isn't it. They just don't have that guy. And that to me is the biggest weakness with this team. And when you're matched up against a team that does have that, you're going to run into some problems here. So they've played five games. The Knicks have won three of them. They were very, very, very lucky to win the second of those games. Now, you could say that the Sixers were very lucky to win this one, but this was less about luck and more about having that star in Tyrese Maxey to be able to take over that game. I actually still can't believe the Knicks lost, but now they're in trouble. And if they lost this series, if they ever do somehow lose this series, you know, lose Thursday, come back to game seven. Hoff, when is game seven, by the way? Do you even know when that would be? Is it Sunday? Thursday? When is game seven? Saturday?
Sunday, I believe, is it Saturday or Sunday? I think it conflicts with the Ranger game.
Thursday is game six.
Game six.
Yeah. Anyway, whenever they come back home, if they do lose in Philadelphia, and who knows at this point? Like, would I be shocked if the Knicks won in six? No, but I've been nervous. My gut feel the whole time was telling me the Sixers are dangerous. Then the Knicks had them the foot on the throat. Now this, and not only going into game five, but during game five, the foot on the throat, they couldn't put them away. Now I'm even more worried about the Sixers. Give me the schedule, Hoff.
So it is Thursday, and then Saturday's game seven.
Does it say a time?
No, and same thing for Thursday, too. Still TBD.
Yeah, well, Thursday doesn't matter. Saturday, I got shit to do. Like, It's game seven. I mean, now, you know. But the reality is, and the Knicks fans can be excited and still positive all you want, this was a major, major missed opportunity. You have someone dead. You give them life. It's as dangerous as it gets. And now, you know, again, Philadelphia's going home. They're going to get the benefit of the whistle, all that stuff. Knicks already won a game there, an important game for this, so they can do it. They've proven they can do it. But it's going to take everything that they have and then some to close out Philadelphia, as you learned in game five. Put it this way. There wasn't going to be a better, easier opportunity to close them out than game five. And then it played out the way that it did. I need some water here. Then it played out the way that it did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
And they had him. They had him beat. They had him beat. You let him off the mat. You can't do it. Can't do it. Maybe this will be no big deal. Maybe the Knicks go out there Thursday and win game 6. But think about what you need or what they need from Jalen Brunson to be able to win. Either the Sixers have to have an off night, and obviously tonight they didn't. And by the way, like everybody else on the Sixers sucks. Oubre sucks. Defensively, different story. I'm talking about offensively. Batum sucks. Like they don't have – we talk about the Knicks with no secondary scoring. Sixers don't have – Kyle Lowry, Cam Payne, I don't know what he is, but he can't do it. You know, guys will hit shots occasionally. Harris, Tobias Harris, he stinks. It's Embiid and Maxey. That's it. And somehow they've been able to win these two games and really should have been 3. They should be up 3-2 going back home to Philadelphia. But they're not. The Knicks are. And the Knicks just have to win one of the next two. But for all of us thinking about celebrating, having a big party, going out there to the Garden and ending the 76ers, not only did the Knicks not do that, they gave them life with the win that the Sixers have. If you're Philadelphia right now, all the momentum in the world. Now, could they lay an egg and have a big letdown at home? Sure, that would be very Philadelphia 76ers-like. That's what they've done here. But for the Knicks, because of no Randall, because of no secondary option, they need Brunson to take over the game, start to finish. Obviously, you got to play the defense. And I do trust, let me be positive about the Knicks here for a second. The emergence of Deuce McBride has been incredible. Not only is he a player, he's a player that is as tough as nails. He has bullied Maxey, as a matter of fact. Now, defensively, there's nothing you can do about it. Maxey's going to get his points. But McBride, you know, Maxey's got a little bit of softness to him. He's got the killer instinct, clearly, and that killer mentality, you know, assassin shooting the basketball from wherever it is on the floor. But he's not as tough as he's going to need to be for the Sixers to really go deep in the postseason, not just this year, but years late, you know, years in the future. But McBride has bullied him here. He has just taken it to him. He's ripped the ball from him at times. He's attacked him in front of the rim. Deuce McBride has had a hell of a series, and he is a big-time player and going to be an important player for this Knicks team moving forward. And Mitchell Robinson, his defense on Joel Embiid cannot be ignored. The fact that he was out and the Knicks still were able to win a game, yeah, that's telling you how deep that they are. Hartenstein is terrific, too, and has more of an offensive game. But Mitchell Robinson's defense, that's something that plays, and it's a good matchup for him being able to slow down Joel Embiid. So you have to be able to credit Mitch Robinson and Deuce McBride for having. To me, they've been the best players in the series from start to finish. Yes, Brunson's a stud, and he's had 2 really good games in a row in games 4 and games 5. But from the start of the series to now, it's been a little bit of everybody, right? Josh Hart excelled in the first couple of games. Brunson played well in the last couple of games. But consistently throughout, it's been McBride and Mitchell Robinson. Look, the Knicks have depth. Nobody's going to question that. The Knicks are well coached. The Knicks have heart. They have toughness. They just don't have that second guy like the Sixers have. That's the problem. It was the difference tonight. Brunson could only do so much. He's going to need help. And when they don't get that secondary scoring consistently, and by the way, it's not even about getting the secondary scoring. It's about in crunch time, in a close game, which all these games have been outside of game 3, in crunch time, what are you going to do? When they double Jalen Brunson, when they make it difficult on Brunson, who's hitting the big shot? You know, not to mention missed free throws. Josh Hart at the line, bro. Hit a free throw. Like, I mean, that's just, I still can't believe the Knicks actually lost this game. And I'm telling you, I felt it. Hoff, you know I felt it after game 1. I felt it after game 2. I'll tell you something else. Clem, the CEO of Surfside, who we have the bet with, he's going to send a pallet of Surfside to the fan if the Knicks win this series. He emailed me at halftime saying, not even worried a little bit. And I wrote back, oh, baby, I'm getting thirsty and this and that and all that. Didn't say it's over, but, you know, I was ready to go. And now I'm even more scared. I never truly felt deep down that this series was over. Always felt like the Sixers were just that close to having this thing completely turned around, where most Knicks fans were in celebratory fashion, already popping bottles of champagne, tearing down the streets of New York. Now the Knicks are in actual trouble here, even up 3-2 going to Philly.
I have a question for Sal, because This is the thing that bugs me out, right? Embiid, who has looked injured and fatigued this entire series, right? Yet he shoots every single shot, makes it look incredible shots, unbelievable. And then you got Tyrese Maxey, who takes nearly a half-court shot to tie the game at the end of the fourth quarter. How are you supposed to defend that?
I understand.
We're talking about Embiid and Maxey here, who basically can shoot anywhere on the court. It doesn't make a difference if the Knicks have three shooters. You have to find a way to stop them from scoring.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able. You could slow down a superstar, and I think the Knicks have done the best that they could, especially on Embiid. You can slow down stars. You can't stop them. And even Brunson had his looks. He just wasn't hitting them down the stretch. Maybe he was gassed. Who knows? But this was the Tyrese Maxey game. He took over this game. He willed the Sixers to victory. He carried them on his back, was able to tie the game in incredible fashion, miraculous fashion. I don't know what the hell's going on in the NBA that this stuff continues to happen. It happens in game two, then it happens again now in game five. But this is the Tyrese Maxey game. And if they play like this, the Knicks cannot beat them. It's as simple as that. If Maxey plays like that and Embiid contributes, the Knicks cannot beat them. And that's why I think the Knicks are in serious trouble. Now, again, could they go out there and win game six? Yes. But the fact that it was looking like 3-1, foot on the throat, put them away. Don't let them up for air. Not only did they let them up for air, the Knicks had them beat in this game. And they let him up incredible fashion for the Sixers to get a win. Now, all the momentum shifts to Philadelphia. And in game seven, if there is one, all the pressure will be on the Knicks. Look, still ways to go. Maybe the Knicks close it out Thursday night with a similar effort from Brunson. It's going to take a lot, though. Can Brunson do what he did in game four? He's going to have to if the Knicks are going to put the series away and finally bury Philadelphia. But that is as great a game as it was, and the emotions. I mean, this is what the playoffs are about. And I do miss this because it's been a very, very long 25 years you're talking about. I miss this. Now, for the younger fans out there, you bing bongers, as I call it, you know, this was the norm every year. The Knicks made at least the second round of the postseason 9 straight years. That was almost a given. It was a given for 9 straight years. And last year, the Knicks made it to the second round. It was a big deal. This year, people are celebrating in the streets after one win. You got to relax a little bit. It's just the first round. So now, I get that this is new to the Bing Bongers. Like, they haven't experienced this. But you have to understand that in the 90s, if you lived through that, this was the norm, the Knicks getting to the second round. It's fun to have the Knicks relevant. It's fun to have these series. But with those emotions, you enjoy the highs, and you have to endure the lows. And tonight, no question about it, a low as the Sixers and Tyrese Maxey stick the fork in the Knicks at Madison Square Garden in Game 5, coming back from the dead to be able to steal that win and send the series back to Philadelphia. All right, that does it for this edition of WFAN Daily. Thanks for watching live. Thanks for listening. Download, rate, subscribe, wherever you get your podcast. Hit us up, WFANDaily@gmail.com. You'll be featured on an upcoming mailbag episode. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Odyssey celebrates the class of 2024, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.